has it been first week back, I guess, from the Christmas break, and what shape is everyone in?
Yeah, first week back, so it's very good to be back. We've got 3 weeks break over Christmas, and I think everyone's refreshed and mentally ready to get into a hard January, February, and get ready for the season. So, yeah, everyone looks to be in good shape. I think a lot of the boys ran PBs in the time trial on Monday, so... yeah, we're looking in good shape and just can't wait to tackle the rest of pre-season.
So look back to you a bit before Christmas,
did
you have a bit of a season?
Yeah, I didn't have surgery, but I actually pulled up with a stress fracture in my foot in the last game of the season. So, yeah, I had a couple of months off running and then just built up before Christmas. But I actually joined the main group on Monday for the first time, which was very exciting. It's good to be back. And, yeah, I'll just get monitored from now and just keep building up into footy training and, yeah, hopefully get a good block of training in before the season. Should be good to go.
So did you do the time trial on Monday?
Yeah, I did the time trial on Monday. So, yeah, as I said, it was really good to be back out there and just see where I was at. And then, yeah, now I get a good block of training in before the start of the season.
Which foot was it?
My left foot.
Has it impacted your fitness at all? Have you noticed?
I don't think so. Obviously, a couple of months off, yeah, you do lose a bit of fitness, but I did as much as I could with the bike and swimming and stuff like that in other areas, and they set a good program for me over the off season with what I could do, and I was able to maintain a fair bit of fitness, so I haven't lost too much.
So you don't feel like you're behind the eight ball coming into the new year?
No, I don't think so. I'm confident I can get a good block of training in before the season and, yeah, be as fit as I was last year and keep improving.
Was that something that just cropped up out of the blue at the end of last year, or is something you're managing a bit of pain during the season at all? Or?
Yeah, the thing is with stress fractures, they sort of just come from overuse. So, yeah, it just sort of popped up out of the blue. I was a bit sore after the last game and got it scanned and happened to be a stress fracture. So, obviously that comes from just overload over time, and obviously end of the season, everyone's a bit sore, and, yeah, just unfortunate that it happened in the last game. Yeah, it's all fine now, so feel good as gold. It's been feeling really good ever since the start of pre-season last year, but yeah, just that they're just monitoring me and making sure it doesn't reoccur and just building me into full training.
And you look like you're spending a fair bit of time with Jesse.
Yeah, so he also had a stress fracture in the foot, so spent a fair bit of time with him in rehab before Christmas, and yeah, he's going really well as well. He's got no soreness or anything like that, so yeah, he'll be looking to build into football training over the next few weeks as well, which is good.
How conscious are you, and I guess the team in general, of the fact that there's a spot in the midfield given what you need?
Yeah, definitely that happens every year. There's players that come and go. So, yeah, we're conscious of that, but we feel we've got especially a lot of good young midfielders like Andrew Brayshaw, Adam Chera, that can step straight into that role. But, yeah, look, we're all just going to focus on pre-season and train hard and look for the start of the year, and whoever fills that spot, we feel, yeah, we can fill it.
You played a bit of footy last year. Is that something that you set your sights on and possibly putting down at school?
Yeah, possibly. I'm not focusing too much on that at the moment. Obviously, being injured and being in rehab, my main aim is just to get out the track and keep improving and getting my body right and keep improving my fitness and ready to go for the start of the season. But whatever role they want me to play, I'm happy to step straight in.
You play a variety of roles. Do you feel that's sort of one of your strengths, your flexibility, getting into the side, that you can play, you know, half back, half forward wing, maybe midfield? Do you feel like it's a strength of yours?
Yeah, I'd like to think so. It always helps having that versatility and playing a variety of roles, because, yeah, during the year lots of injuries happen and different spots open up. So, yeah, it always helps if I can play wing, half forward, half back. And, yeah, I like all them roles as well. So, yeah, happy to play either of them roles.
Do you think competition for spots will be a bit tougher?
Yeah, definitely, and that's the beauty of it. That's healthy for our list, that there's competition for spots. There's a lot of depth, I like to think, and yeah, it's going to be really good for our team if there's competition for spots. Yeah, so it's good.
You think a lot about the time trials and PBs. How are the skills going? Can you sort of help the fans understand how that side of the game's coming on?
Yeah, well, I haven't seen too much because I've been in rehab, so I've only joined the group for the first time Monday. But from all reports, everyone's looking really good on the track with our game plan and stuff like that. And we've been training really hard to improve our football, obviously, because at the end of the day, that's what you need to improve. And I feel as though all the boys have been doing that.
What sort of changes do you think have been expected in terms of the game plan?
I can't give away too much, obviously, but yeah, we're focusing on things we need to focus on. We feel as though we're improving in those areas, and obviously with new recruits into the team, which boosts our team as well, couple of tall targets in Jesse and Rory as well, which will be very handy. And all of them are looking very fit and healthy, with Jesse in rehab, obviously. But yeah, they'll boost our team up a lot.
There's a lot of new recruits, but also Harley Gannon. Do you think we're likely to see a big team this year?
Yeah, definitely. I think Harley's tracking very well on an individual program. Obviously, due to his issues calf-wise over the last couple of years. But he's looking very fit and healthy, and he got on the track a lot at the end of last year. And yeah, we're looking forward to seeing Harley this year.
Just based on what you've seen, do you think he's on track for round one, maybe?
Oh, I can't put any expectations like that, but yeah, definitely we will see a bit of Harley this year, I'd say.
Obviously, he's just put it out about the pub and he's in the headlines again. Is that disappointing as a teammate?
It's hard for me to comment on it. I don't know the full details of the incident, but the playing group has no concerns of where Harley was at or that incident, so yeah.
How'd you find the Gold Coast camp?
Yeah, very good. It's a very good opportunity for us to bond as a team and switch it up a bit. So we pretty much had a full structured week, similar to what we do here, but different change of scenery, and getting that time together, especially with all the new recruits and all the new draftees, it's very good to drill for the week, and we feel a lot closer as a team, which is great.